Appendix F, Network and Communications Capabilities. Network and Communications Functional Overview. The People's Liberation Army Army, PLAA, historically did not seek to integrate tactical echelons into a wider communications architecture. The division was the first echelon with a robust communications capability. Lower echelons relied on a combination of close proximity to headquarters and couriers to meet their communications needs, with battalions as the lowest echelon to employ modernized radios. The evolution of the PLAA into an informationized force required a complete overhaul of the network and communications backbone, along with a far more robust density of communications systems and specialists. These reforms are ongoing. As with most of the PLAA's modernizations, units are likely in various stages of development. The PLAA's desired end state is likely to have every squad or patrol equipped with a secure, reliable radio communications capability and to extend a secure, reliable network data capability down to the platoon. Air defense and artillery systems are to be part of a theater-wide sensor-to-shooter network. Electromagnetic attack and defense capabilities are linked to tactical commanders, and they support tactical-level operations. Network and Communications Equipment Overview. PLAA radio sets largely mirror those employed by U.S. and other North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, forces. This is unsurprising. Most PLAA radios are derived from U.S. designs acquired during the 1970s and 1980s. Company and battalion radio networks are built around a powerful tactical command post radio with a series of either man-packed or vehicle-mounted radios connecting to an encrypted network. Platoon leaders employ backpack or vehicle systems, such as the TBR-121, which has many of the same capabilities as the most modern U.S. single-channel ground and airborne radio system, also known as SYNCARS. Encrypted voice communications and limited data transfer are possible over the air. Note, the equipment overview provided in this appendix is not intended to be exhaustive, but rather to introduce the most widely employed variants of major equipment types used by the People's Liberation Army, PLA. Chinese artillery and gun radio networks are more mature than other Chinese communication systems. Forward observer networks employ powerful two-way systems that integrate observers and guns over secure data and voice networks, based largely on the TBR-142, a component-based radio system of systems. These networks can be very organized, linking gun pairs with individual observers, or they can be centralized and controlled through a fire direction section. Unmanned aircraft system UAS integration into forward observer nets is likely performed at fire direction sections as well, allowing an artillery battalion to integrate multiple sensor types into its network. Artillery brigade systems are more advanced and powerful than battalion systems, allowing greater data throughput and range in support of heavy rocket and howitzer batteries. PLAA communications units now employ both satellite-based tactical communications and terrestrial data networks. Satellite communications are heavily limited by bandwidth, and they are reserved for the highest priority networks. China plans to launch numerous new communications satellites in the coming years, however, and this may expand the availability of satellite networks to lower echelons. The PLA has a unique relationship with Chinese civilian telecommunications networks. Many civilian networks were built with PLA requirements in mind. As a result, the PLA can employ domestic cellular and landline networks for both voice and data communications. This capability is limited strictly to domestic military operations. Any expeditionary operations must use secure tactical communications on separate networks. Integrated Air Defense System, IADS, components employ their own data network that integrates sensors and shooters from both the PLAA and the People's Liberation Army Air Force, PLAAF. While track sharing and sensor fusion are likely not yet fielded capabilities, medium and long-range platforms can likely share airspace pictures and voice networks, and fire control centers are integrated with fixed-wing assets as part of defensive counter-air operations. The static nature of most long-range surface-to-air missile systems enables most of these network components to be hardened and isolated, making them immune to jamming or intrusion. Lower-level air defense systems use a mixture of voice and limited data to direct fire. Larger systems may have an automatic queuing capability. Man-portable air defense systems, MANPADs, can receive fire control orders from a fire direction section, and they may also have small data devices to enhance situational awareness. Network and communications capabilities and limitations. The expansion of modern communications capabilities to lower echelons has been challenging. The increased quality of PLAA recruits has helped to smooth this transition, providing a cohort of tech-savvy conscripts to operate advanced communications equipment. The PLAA is still developing a modern radio network, however, and it will inevitably run into significant roadblocks as its forces are modernized. These roadblocks will likely include everything from dealing with frequency management issues in a contested electronic environment to a lack of batteries at lower tactical echelons. While terrestrial radios are a meaningful first step to an informationized force, the challenges of building an expeditionary force and the consistently challenging terrain of China highlight the PLA's shortfalls in satellite, long-range, and non-line-of-sight communications technologies. While the PLA has a joint data network similar to Link 16, it is still in its infancy, and it is likely many years away from being useful in combat. Integration between land, air, and naval assets is poor to non-existent, a major limitation in achieving an integrated joint force. Higher echelon units, such as theater commands, have access to advanced, specialized equipment such as troposcatter radios, but these are not fielded at tactical echelons. Communications between tactical units over wide areas is a challenge due to limited resources. The PLAA places a very high priority on electromagnetic defense as a part of an information superiority campaign and carefully encrypts as many tactical communications as possible. Data networks are hardened against intrusion, and specialized cells at the brigade and group army echelons conduct ongoing electromagnetic and communications network protection missions.